Bringing me now, Eric Brand, check of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Eric, how you doing, man?
Hey, I was wondering, maybe we should send the Packers offense a new mail, see if that'll help them get back in the game.
Telling you, man, there's some ineptitude and deficiencies on this team. Now, I led the show off by going through all the problems with this team. It's not just Aaron Rodgers, but yesterday was kind of a microcosm of what we've seen all season long. The team plays a good 3.5 quarters, and it just all falls apart. They just haven't been able to sustain. And so give me what you saw yesterday.
Well, yesterday, I saw a team that, again, decided that they weren't going to be interested in running the football very much. Again, I don't think they need to do it, pound the ball 20 times, a little more than 12. And I think they need to be, offensively, I think they need to be better at the play-action pass. The play-action pass is pretty stale. I mean, I thought the play-action pass wasn't anything that was surprising to me. So I like to see more play-action pass from Aaron Rodgers underneath the center. And I'd also like to see some of the young guys on defense continue to make the progress that they've made so far. And I think they're going to be, defensively, I tell you what, my hat's off to Mike Pettine, because he's got some smoke and mirrors out there that are making things happen. And, 24 points when they are down as many players as they were down, I think was pretty good. I thought that Lancaster kid, he's been playing now for 4 or 5 weeks. I thought he's really took a step forward, and that was really good to see. But that, man, on the defensive side of the ball, there wasn't much out there, and they held them to 24 points. Some of that's because the Bears weren't very good, but on offense, they're not. And you know what? But they were just good enough.
Go back to when you talked about, the play action. I thought it was interesting because Aaron Rodgers, after he pulled that groin or hurt the groin, he went to shotgun more often than not. They were trying to get him out of underneath center. I think as much as he didn't want to rely on that as an excuse yesterday, I think that hampered him a little bit.
I think it did too. If anyone that's played the sport understands that if you have a groin, it's everything. I mean, it's walking up and down stairs. It's moving laterally and running. You saw it after I believe it was in the third quarter. He scrambled to get he was a little bit short on a first down. And when he slid, he kind of sat there for a second because you knew it was hurting right there.
Yeah.
And you could just see that look on his face, and you knew it was hurting. So yeah, I think that's right. But I still think there's just. When I speak to play action pass, it isn't the ruling out. It's just the play, what's going on behind it. There was nothing. I didn't see anything. They have the tight end running at 3 yards at every single time. And then where's the next level? I couldn't find it. So I'd be interesting to watch the all 22 tomorrow to see how that looks. But I just feel like there's not enough spots to throw the ball sometimes, especially in play action.
It was either really short or guys ISO routes downfield. I don't think there was a whole lot of in between, to be honest with you. I agree with that. They came out in the second half and kind of looked at things and said, okay, we'll get back to that short passing game. The same thing that they did in game one where they went quick outs and it was working. They were moving the football. Now they didn't put it in the end zone, but they still ended up with points. And then all of a sudden they got away from it. When they ended up getting the fumble and they tried to go downfield 3 straight times, Was that surprising? Was that frustrating? Because that was when they missed Marquez Valdes-Scantling on that pattern where he had Fuller clearly beat. And I thought, had he connected there, it would have been all right. I didn't have a problem with them going downfield.
I think the old theory, and whenever there's a big play or a sudden change, you go for a deep ball.
Right.
I mean, you do that since 8th grade, right? So I don't have a problem with that. I just thought, okay, on first down you got sacked. Now it's 2nd and 15. You got 3 downs to get 15 yards. Let's go get it. And the MVS one, yeah, he should probably, that should have been a play that I think 90% of the time that play gets hit last year or the year before that. I mean, they hit on those ones. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but I think of the second half, as it got into the fourth quarter, they should have just stayed methodical and just beat up the clock and get the ball into the end zone with short passes.
Now, yesterday I thought it was interesting, and kudos to Rob Domofsky and Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette, but they kind of went after Rodgers and said, hey, wait a minute, you're talking about ISO routes and you're talking about comfort zone and you're talking about all this. Where does the blame lie with you? And he talked about missing a few guys. They kind of went after and made him face a little bit of the music. Is it one of those, I guess to me, because I even tweeted out, hey, kudos to those guys for doing that. Was it about time that people really started to look more and more and more at Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, wait a minute, guys are running some bad routes maybe, but you're missing some throws.
Yeah, well, I think it's been, we've all talked about it, but I don't think it was the first time that anyone's asked them about it. So, yeah, you know, I talked to Pete about it this morning, and he's like, well, we just had to ask it and find out where he was thinking, because he certainly was blaming the rest of the guys that they weren't running detailed routes. And honest to God, that isn't just a BS mistake. You know, he's right. There certainly is. They're not running really precise routes all the time. But on the other side of it, you're the leader. You're the $34 million guy. You should be helping these guys, teaching them how to run the right routes and how to get on the same page. The same excuse that we're not on the same page isn't working anymore.
So now
at some point in time, you got
to
do it.
So now you start to listen to some of the reporters, okay? And the word that they use is Aaron Rodgers looks bored. He's not being challenged. He's bored. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is bored?
No, I think he's frustrated.
That would be a better adjective. I do too.
Bored? How can you be bored with 300-pound guys running after you? That's not boredom. I think you can be frustrated because for so long he was used to guys running very specific routes. Give you an example. You know, when you run in a 3-yard out, it's got to be a straight line. It can't bowl back 2 or 3 yards downfield more, because when that ball comes, it's going to be low. It's going to look like you skipped it off the ground. Well, when the receiver isn't running 90-degree angles and he's running something crazier, and you know, that's where some of those balls are going to look. So to defend Rodgers, yes, there is some of that. But if on the flip side, I'm saying, hey, Aaron, why aren't you spending extra time with these guys, telling them what you need them to do?
Mm-hmm.
How could, you know, this? I'm not on the same page, and week 15 doesn't cut it anymore.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger issues that, you know, and granted, I mean, Mike Clemens, and I said this at the beginning of the show, kudos to him, because he said, hey, look, Jordy didn't play a full season to become a starter until like his fourth or fifth season. So you're asking guys to do it in their first year, and I understand that. But at some point, if you're a quarterback and you're the quarterback, you got to say, okay, I got to adapt my game to them because they're new at this.
Or the play caller has got to run different routes that these guys can be successful with.
Right.
One of the two.
Yep.
I agree.
No doubt. Good stuff as always, my friend. We will chat again soon, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette getting the last scoop of peanut butter.
What was he doing there?
I have no idea. He was, sounded like he was in some place that was crowded. You know, you could hear voices in the background, but it sound like me when I'm trying to get the last scoop of peanut butter out from Mickey and Elmo or something like that.
Yeah.
So, Eric joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.